Good morning. It is about 12 minutes after 10 o'clock here in the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Bill Small. Thanks for hanging with us here on what I call a dog breath air kind of day. Sunny in 94 for the high. Tonight, clear 75. Friday, sunny 95. Heat advisory kicks in at noon today, and it will last until 8 o'clock tonight. Hang on just a second. Brad's moving around on different lines for me today. How you doing, Brad? First of all, they told me you were on line one, and now you're on line two.
Sorry about that. I dropped my call. I apologize.
I understand. I understand how that can happen sometimes, and I'm just worried about the doggies and the kitties out there at the shelter. How y'all dealing with the heat?
Oh, we're managing. We've got several air conditioners here at the shelter, so we're staying cool when we're indoors. And just brief trips outside when we go outside.
Yeah, both of my cats like to hunker down right in front of the air conditioner to ensure that we don't get a single whiff of cool air in the house.
Absolutely.
Little monsters.
Our dogs in the big room, you know, they go outside and they're under the shade, but they always have access to a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and they lay on that cool concrete floor as soon as they come inside. They spread out and just enjoy that. I wish I could do it sometime.
Yeah. Go ahead. You have my permission.
All right.
And just make sure. And I was just going to say, make sure the doggies and kitties that are outside, you're taking care of them. They got a plenty of water. They got a cool place to lay in. Heck, bring them inside. That's what you have doggies and kitties for, right?
Absolutely.
So who you got for us down there at the shelter today?
Well, I want to talk about some really good things that have happened in the last few days. On Saturday, Kelly Keyes with the Style Wagon celebrated 10 years of business. They're in South Coffeyville. She grooms and now she boards. She decided to celebrate that she wanted to give back, and she did that in a massive way this weekend. We were out with adopted dogs, adopted kittens, at a parking lot full of garage sale or rummage sale items, and they were able to donate back to the shelter $3,466.40.
Excellent.
From that. So that was amazing. I want to give her a big thank you and congratulate her on 10 years. Then our photo fundraiser that we talked about before, we had to cancel it due to weather and other scheduling conflicts. We had the idea, okay, let's try to do something else with that. So we asked a couple businesses, a couple friends that we knew, if they wanted to sponsor. We got $750 in sponsorship, and we were able to get professionally shot photos of our dogs.
Aww.
Adopted dogs that we'll be posting over the course of the next week or two. So that was awesome. We want to thank our photographer, Karen Barwick, out of Independence, for doing that. We had our first ever $5 Friday this last Friday, and with over 33 donors, I believe it was, we received $665 in donations from that. So really, really thankful for everybody that supported us in the last few days, last week. We can't do what we do without that support.
Oh, that's for sure, yeah.
So, and I wanted to remind everybody, I'll get started on the animals. I don't have a super, super long list today, but we had 5 kitten adoptions on Saturday and Sunday. Our litter that was born at the shelter, north, south, east, and west, they were all 4 adopted. We were super happy with that. Mama is also happy about that.
I imagine.
She has her freedom.
Yes, so, at long last.
Yep. And then another kitten named Kendi went home. Cecilia, we posted a video. We've been posting videos here lately of our dogs. We have some really awesome dogs at the shelter. Due to those videos, we've had 2 dogs adopted. Cecilia was adopted a couple days ago. Dugan was adopted last week, and Lucian, our husky, was adopted.
Excellent.
Yesterday, so really, really awesome. Watch our Facebook for those videos. you know, you can actually see the dog interacting with someone and see how, what their behavior's like and their quirks. We have some really, really awesome dogs. I'll get started on the adoptable animals.
All right.
We have plenty of cats. We have Grit. Grit is still with us. I posted him on Facebook, sitting on the cat tree in the our outdoor cattery. He's grown up at the shelter. He's ready to get out. He is about 6 to 8 months old, give or take. He's a tiger stripe. He's black and gray. We have Mufasa. Mufasa is also the tiger stripe type cat. He's got a little more reddish brown in there and a little more white on his face. Really a beautiful cat. He's about 1.5 years old. We have Hadley. She is a female. She is gray or Russian blue. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, you used to have a Russian blue.
Yes. Gorgeous cat. She's about 3 to 4 years old, maybe a little older than that. We have Jelly and Jam.
Oh, again with the cute names.
Yeah. Hey, you know, everything's in a name, right?
Right.
Jelly and Jam are gray, so they're like a tiger stripe with white on their bellies and on their legs and on their face. Really gorgeous cats. They came from an apartment complex where they were not supposed to be.
Right.
And they came to us. They are both males. They're both young at about a year old. And they are both ready for adoption. And then the last one I'll talk about on cats, we have Stacy. Stacy's kennel mate got adopted. Stacy is a male. He is about 3 months old. He's gray and white, and he's a really sweet kitten. You know, all kittens are playful, they're rambunctious, and they're sweet.
Yes, they are.
And hard not to love.
That's true.
Spend any time with them at all, you're going to fall in love with these cats. So, and we're running our adoption special still until the end of June for our cats. That means that some of them are $35 if they've been with us for over a month. The others that haven't been with us as long will be $45 adoption fees. That includes the spay and neuter, RCP vaccine, deworming, defleeing, and we'll put their nails where they're not as sharp before they go home. We have our dogs, again, the same thing. We're running the special, $20 off on the dogs that have been with us for over a month, $10 off of any dog. We still have Snarf. Snarf is a beautiful boy. He's the cat scratch guy that got his eye swatted.
Right, yeah.
He is the beige. He's beige and white. Really gorgeous markings. He's about 5 years old. He did coexist with other dogs before he came to the shelter in a yard. He keeps a really clean kennel. He loves his toys. He is a super smart dog. Come meet Snarf. We have Macho. I don't think you've heard me talk about Macho yet. Macho came in from animal control, and he warned me before I went to go get him out of the truck. He said he was kind of snippy, Brad. Be careful. I went out with that mindset. He started barking. We got him on a leash, got him out, and he chewed through his leash while we were trying to get him inside. Chewed through the leash, got out, and he wasn't really running away, but he was out in the area that he shouldn't have been.
Right.
So laid down on the ground, got on his level. He came up and sniffed me, and then he followed me back to the shelter. He was scared to death, but he is a super sweet dog. He's comfortable with us now. He's come out of his shell. He is only about 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Gray and white. He's about 3 to 4 years old, rough guess. Terrier mix. Super sweet boy. I call him Macho, kind of as a, you know, sarcasm.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He acted macho.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
I'm a tough guy. I'm a tough guy.
Well, come meet Macho. We have Alora. She is a gorgeous girl. She was posted on Facebook yesterday. She is also a terrier mix. She's a larger terrier mix. She's probably about 45 pounds. She is spayed already, so she's ready to go home. She is about 1.5 years old. She came in with 2 pups that were hers. They have both since found homes. She's a gorgeous red color with some white and on her face and on her feet. Just a really pretty dog. We have Pierre, who was also posted on Facebook. He is probably a chow and husky mix, gorgeous long-haired red coat, about 2 years old, super, super beautiful dog. If you take him for a walk, everybody is going to turn and look at your dog. He is just a gorgeous guy.
Right.
We have Shelby. Shelby has been with us for a long time now. She's the heavy breather. I always say that, but it cracks me up. I probably laugh at her every day just because it's so comical.
Yeah.
So very, very sweet dog. She's about 5 to 6 years old. She's also stayed, so she's ready to go. She's a hound mix. She's black with some tan. We have Nancy, who has also stayed. She is a shepherd mix. She's brindle. She's got the light. She's got a beigey tan coat with the black markings, kind of like a tiger, but lighter.
Right.
Very sweet dog. She's been okay with other dogs, especially dogs that are smaller than her. We probably won't put her in a home with larger dogs just because she is kind of leery of them. But again, stayed, ready to go, vaccinated. She's a $30 option because she's already sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last dog that I'll talk about still is Bella. Bella, Becky. You guys know Becky.
Right.
I was talking to her about the photo thing, about the photo session, asking for sponsors. And Becky saw the potential in Bella and the things that I've told her about her and interactions she's had, and she put $50 towards Bella to get those photos taken. She's a really, really great dog. She gets overlooked because she is, you know, she's a medium-sized dog, and she's black. And
right.
There's a stigma that, you know, nobody likes the black dogs, or nobody says black dogs aren't adoptable. That is incorrect. They are beautiful, loving creatures. Bella is, you know, she's no exception to that. She is a terrier and lab mix. She's about 40 pounds. She's kind of girthy. you know, she's sweet. She gets along well with other dogs. She does need to be watched around food. She needs to have her own space to eat in.
Right.
But other than that, we have not had an issue with her. She's the one I was talking about, the dog laying on the cool concrete floor. She's the one that comes to mind. So she will come in, everybody else is going crazy, going nuts, and she is sprawled out in her kennel on the concrete floor, just looking up at you with one eye.
Mama needs to cool off.
Yeah. Very sweet dog. She is young, too. She's only about 10 months old, 10 to 12 months old, and mm-hmm. she's one of those ones that has grown up at the shelter. She started out as a 20-pound, 3-month-old, 4-month-old pup, and has unfortunately been with us that long.
Now she's a big girl, yeah.
Yeah, yep. That's my group, Bill.
All right, and how do folks, they check out your Facebook page?
Yes, check out the Facebook page, look at those videos, watch them, check the sponsored photos. Also, check out our sponsors, Animal Clinic of Southeast Kansas and Magnolia Sense by Design have sponsored these photos that you're going to see. So check them out. We'll have links on our Facebook, Stoffyville Friends of Animals-CFA. We're at 4955 County Road 1400 here in Stoffyville, Kansas, across from the wastewater treatment plant. If you come out, we will not pressure you to adopt. We would love it if you do. But we completely understand if that is not something you can do.
It's not like going to
walk a dog.
Yeah, it's not like going to a car dealership. You know, I can put you in a beautiful little German Shepherd over here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So. Yeah, definitely, folks. Go on down to the shelter. Have a look around. You'll fall in love with somebody. I guarantee it. Brad, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Tell Becky we said hi, and we love the work you guys do at the Stoffyville Friends of Animals.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
You betcha. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.